Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. So I kind of pulled out a little something outside of my normal white wine drinking. You know, I love my Vouvrays, my Sauvignon Blancs, my Rieslings, Gewürztraminer, a lot of that, and not a big fan on the Chardonnay, so you're not going to see a lot of that. Anyway, I decided to drop out and get a white Bordeaux. You know, when you get this Bordeaux Blanc, which is white, is usually that blend of different kinds of wines together to make a Bordeaux. So, you know, the red wines is like Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, blah, blah, blah. This one has a touch of Muscadel in it. This is a 2018 Chateau Larouge de Vitrac Blanc Bordeaux. I tried to get that. I believe it's a little Chardonnay in there. It's from the Bordeaux region, as you can see on the map. It's from that region where they get the white wines and things from that matter. So I wanted to show a little of that. You see, they in down in the southern region, they have the Sauternes, which is a little on the more fruitier side. So I wanted to grab this one because it was really, really interesting, and I wanted to try to have it with a like a white sauce or whatever. But if you see it, it's a 2018 Chateau Larouge de Vitrac Bordeaux 2018. You see, I'm already halfway through. Well, two-thirds of it. but it was a very tasty wine. But let me tell you about the notes that they said. It's a crisp and refreshing earthy herbal character suggesting bell pepper, green fruits, and melons. And paired really well with pesto, lemon, or cilantro sauce. So, you know, that really tells you a lot of, like, you know, these green peppers and all. It talks a lot like a Sauvignon Blanc. So, you know, you got those peppery and whatever from there. But this one, if you notice, it was refreshing as well as crisp. So this is 3 days old. Let's check it out real quick and see what we can smell coming off of this. So nice, nice, lemony, almost tropical again. Let me get another whiff up in there. Yeah, with that little more tropical, but with that actually, you know, pepper, bell pepper, a little more on the red than the green side. And it is just coming out of that. So it's really, really, really good kind of flavor coming off of that. I mean, aroma coming off of that. So let's get a taste of it right now. So, ice, dry again. Remember, when you go to France, you're going to get some dry wine. So this one is a little dry. So it's on your tongue and it's just fading away quickly. So, you know, usually when you get that dry, it's like continue to drink. And it gives you that little flavor from that. But you do have that kind of herbal taste to that. Slight fruit. If you get any fruit, it's almost like a lime, lemony lime type of. But not quite that lemony, really high citrus. It's just faint, but it's smooth too. So it's really not really bad at all. I haven't had a straight Muscadel. So let me spell that out. Muscadel, M-U-S-C-A-D-E-L-L-E, Muscadel. So I'm trying to find a good wine, not just one of these cheap ones that you can find locally that's, you know, you pull off a tree. I want to get a quality one so I know what it tastes like. So when I taste it with another wine, I can tell which one has the most dominant flavor or why it would change on that matter. But this one is a not bad. It's a really good complimentary wine. It's okay even to drink on its own when it's like nice and warm out and you're drinking a little refreshing, because it is. It has that crispness of it. Not quite like a Pinot Grigio, but it has a sense of crispness around it. So really decent wine. But if you really have a taste for a dry white blend, this is a pretty good white Bordeaux Blanc that you would have, and is I think is worthwhile having. It's a price point of $11.99, so it won't break the bank. You can get a couple of those if you like it and then drink the one and be like, look, let me stock up and go from there. This is a 2018, like I said earlier. So it's fresh. It has maybe another good year or so, and it'll survive from that. But outside of that, I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. This has been Urban Wine Life. Go to the website, Urban Wine Life, and follow us on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter, or Urban Wine Life on Twitter, and Bougie Black Brother Network you'll see on YouTube. So if you want to see the wine in the video, that's where I'm going to be. Other than that, I thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life.